Hey there, this is Chris Martin, one of your co-hosts for the Building PA podcast. And today on Brand Builders, we're talking with Rob Smith, Executive Training Director at the Eastern Atlantic States Carpenters Technical College. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks, Chris.
So, Rob, there's a lot of really amazing things happening at the Carpenters Technical College, but I understand there's even bigger news that the Carpenters are diving into.
That's right, Chris. No pun intended, but the Carpenters are the first union commercial dive school in the United States. We are also a USDOL registered apprenticeship program, and we've recently just been approved as a GWO, or Global Wind Organization, training provider.
That's fantastic. Congratulations to you and the Carpenters, and tell our listeners how they can learn more about this program.
Yeah, that's easy, Chris. Visit us at ncatf.org to learn more about our four-year program that's free of charge for future apprentices, current UBC apprentices, and union members.
Rob, I want to thank you for joining me today and sharing a little bit more about the Eastern Atlantic States Carpenters Dive School. And to our listeners out there, don't forget to listen to our weekly podcast at buildingpapodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks, Rob, and enjoy the show.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Welcome to the Building PA Podcast, the voice of the construction industry throughout Pennsylvania. Here are your co-hosts, Chris Martin and John O'Brien.
Hello, and welcome to the Building PA Podcast. I am co-host John O'Brien from the Keystone Contractors Association, coming to you from Sicklerville, New Jersey. It's field trip day for the Building PA Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
Good stuff. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Field trip day. It's the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters Dive School. That's our location for the day. It's beautiful. We're on a little lake. The school is amazing. It's really cool stuff. Wait till you see the videos. Chris, what do you think? Do you love it here?
I do. I enjoy it. We're talking to some really, really cool people. There's awesome stories, some of which we can't talk about, but that's beside the point. That's what happens in podcast land. We get to hear all this good, all the good stuff. But like John said, we are in Sicklerville, and we're really enjoying the chance to talk to some of the leadership here that really made this dive school come about. And so today we're talking with Dave Iannucci, who is the special projects coordinator for the EAS Carpenters. Dave, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Glad to meet everybody. Glad to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So special projects. It's a pretty cool title there. It's like Secret Service, something like Mystery Man or something. Break it down for me. What's special projects all about?
So special projects, I kind of wear many hats, mostly with grants, basically a grant workforce development coordinator. I guess that's what the title came from, with special. And anytime anybody needs assistance with something, I know that you guys had spoken previously to Tim Waring, and he just got done with the audit for GWO,
right?
And I assisted with that. So that's where the special projects comes in.
Got it.
The guy with all the hats. He just puts on a different one, and here we go.
So maybe on a future episode, we could talk about the grant side of the business.
Absolutely. Whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah. But today, being at the dive school and knowing that some certifications were recently awarded, maybe we could talk about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the school, the Eastern Atlantic States Carpenters Technical College, was formerly the Philadelphia Carpenters JAC and the Northeast Carpenters Apprenticeship Training Fund. They recently merged effective January 1st, and now we're under the new umbrella of the EAS CTC. With that said, we were trying to eliminate the stigma of what apprenticeship is and what technical education is. Parents want their kids to go to a college. So we thought we needed to have that college name. And with the Philadelphia campus, we recently got an accreditation through COE, Council on Occupational Education. And our courses will now transfer to other partner colleges and universities cleanly because of the accreditation. That's where the merge came from for the training funds. So New Jersey is going to fall under the accreditation umbrella that Philadelphia recently acquired. And in a few years with that accreditation, we're going to expand it, and we're going to try to confer our own associate's degrees.
Wow.
Nice.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
So a non-traditional pathway, like I said, eliminate the stigma that technical education is a laborer's way or something lesser than the traditional college route. We want to make sure that people know that this is equal to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so within that associate's degree, I mean, it is a technical college at that point, but you're also going to be taking core courses so that you can also have the background beyond just the trade, right? I mean,
absolutely. Make sure we'll have our humanities, our English comps, and our history, something applicable to our trade. So instead of world civilization, we'll have a labor studies course for our history requirement.
Awesome. Good.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That is. Yeah. John, we're breaking news on the Building PA podcast. This is awesome.
This is
cool.
I mean, so many companies and unions and leaders have visions, but you guys act on the vision. It's very apparent.
Why not us?
Yeah.
Why not our members? Some people are late bloomers, myself included. I did the apprenticeship and I went to college. I saw the best of both worlds, and I'm happy to be a part of what we're doing here with this, but there's late bloomers.
Yes.
People aren't ready for college right away or learn in a different manner. I always use this reference that I picked up somewhere, but if you were going to learn how to ride a bike, would you read a manual to do it? Or would you get on the bike and try to ride it and perhaps have a couple falls? But you learn. That's where learning on the job comes from, or on the job hours and our technical education.
That's a great analogy, too, because you're right. I know, like, I, two daughters. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter, it took a little bit longer, and I had to stand behind her. My wife had to stand behind her on that. My other daughter just got on the bike and went. And it was like, okay, here we go. And to your point, two totally different kids, totally different from the same parents, learning a whole different way. So I like that analogy. That's really cool.
And because of those individuals that are being left behind, that's how I look at it. They're being left behind. There's a lot of talent in there. If we teach in a different manner, we can extract that talent.
And as you said earlier, it's a benefit to the membership too. So
absolutely,
here we go. Yeah.
Benefits the contractors. So
So we are trying to confer our own associate's degrees, but we also want to have the pathway. A lot of these individuals never wanted to go to college, and so they can still become journeymen, but with that extra legwork with the humanities and the history that we talked about, the English comps, they'll have the ability within the apprenticeship to take those additional courses and get the associate's degree as well. But if they don't want to get the associate's degree, they don't have to.
Right.
So they're making the choice to do a union apprenticeship.
That's awesome.
So we want to make sure that they have the ability to do either or.
So I have a question, Dave, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Sure.
But as I'm listening to you, like, this is a no-brainer, literally. But if I'm a member of EAS and I decide that I want to go and get my associate's degree, is EAS paying for that or am I?
It's free. It's free to the member. Yes?
Nice.
Yep.
And sign me up, man.
That is a no-brainer. So we're talking about kids, and I think of my kids. I want to do a good job because I want to have a free way for my kids to go to college, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford it or if they're going to want to pay for it for themselves. Yeah. So I'm going to help to create this route for selfishly thinking about my own children.
Right. Wow.
Me too.
Me too.
Sign them up.
Guess what, kids?
Yes. Yeah. Well, have you talked to Uncle Dave?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, so since we are sitting at the dive school, and not taking anything away from the technical college, but let's talk a little bit about the dive school here. And we had talked before we hit record here, the accreditation part and the certification aspect of what had to go through this. So can you walk us through what that process is or was, and what does it mean for the membership, in addition to this technical college?
There is a big push off the state of New Jersey for offshore wind. These offshore wind organizations, they don't know how they're going to garner the workforce to do this work. And once again, why not us?
Yeah. Right.
So we were thinking, we need union membership to have these credentials, and we will offer those credentials at our institution for our members to obtain, mm-hmm. and perhaps some outside organizations. We will be one of the sole institutions that will offer this GWO certification for this offshore wind work.
Wow.
Awesome.
Man, there's so many reasons to be a member of the Carpenters, John. What do you think?
It is, absolutely. But as far as this process, so I'm assuming there's a lot of paperwork, application, and then
We would do internal audits, and there was several audits to review our curriculum and review our processes, see how we teach. And we've passed everything, and I believe that we are the first union establishment to have a GWO certification.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's very impressive. Yeah,
that is huge. Wow, having the chance to see the facility and meet with everybody here. And again, we're going to put videos and photos on the website so you guys can take a look at it and see for yourself. But just the passion and the drive that's taken place to get the facility up and running, because I think you mentioned Tim was talking about it earlier. The first class is going to start in September of this year.
Yes.
But like everybody, John, what do you think? I mean, everybody is so passionate and focused and driven. It's so cool to see.
It's like leadership planted the seed or set the vision, and everyone just buys into the vision, and it's an awesome vision to buy into. I mean,
our leadership has done, and a testament to them. They see these opportunities, and if you don't act on them right away, you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
And we our membership would miss out on potential college degree or this offshore wind work that,
because someone's going to do the work.
Someone's going to do the work. Yeah. And that work can sustain a whole career.
Yeah.
From the initial build to the maintenance. We want to do it.
Why not us?
And again, that dedication to, I give Bill Sproul a lot of credit for having that vision, but now he also put the right people in the right place to really pull this off. So hats off to you, I should say, as you've got multiple hats going on, and the rest of the guys here, because it's just been it's a really impressive facility, and everybody's got to come see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait to recruit new membership, have people come to this facility, and potentially get an associate's degree.
Now, going back to the technical college, my mind's going all over the place, so we're in trouble, I think. But is that a physical campus, or is that spread out all over the campuses?
We have several campuses that are under that accreditation umbrella, Philadelphia being the main campus, and then we have Edison, New Jersey, Hamilton, New Jersey, this location in Sicklerville, New Jersey. And we also have several in Pennsylvania. We have Allentown, PA, and then we have two in Delaware as well, Georgetown and Newcastle.
Okay. Wow. All right.
That's awesome.
So spreading over.
What's that? So I know we have seven campuses.
Wow.
And they all teach the same courses?
Yes, all the curriculum. And under the accreditation umbrella of COE, we're held to a higher standard. So we must teach the same curriculum across the board. Of course, there's different teaching styles, but the curriculum remains structured.
Wow.
So the curriculum for the technical college is through this country, but then the one for the dive school is the global accreditation.
Yes, we have
major
two separate
changes at all.
We have no major changes through our technical college accreditation.
Any challenges, though, between dealing with a global versus...
Similar audit process, but we're talking about curriculum. Something interesting that COE, again, Council on Occupational Education, our accrediting agency, they require us to have occupational advisory committees. Now, what that means is you structure a committee with three individuals from our institution and three individuals from that can hire within the field, and they twice a year review our curriculum to make sure that it meets the needs of the workforce, what's being done in the field. So what we're teaching at this school, is it relevant to what is actually being done? So it holds us to a higher standard.
Well, that's
like an advisory board then.
Yes.
So I'm part of the HAC, Harrisburg Area Community College Building and Construction Advisory Board. And prior to COVID, we looked into becoming fully online accredited program, and we'd have to set up a separate board or whatever. And I think the staff just got overwhelmed by the process and just walked away. And this is too much. So knowing that,
it can be overwhelming, but you have to keep it in mind that it's making the institution better.
Yeah.
It's making our education better, and the quality that these students are going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be better than anywhere else they could get it.
Yeah. But I saw that with the community college. I saw that as a chance to get it to be better, and they just stopped it. And I have to applaud you. Can be challenging and overwhelming, but you kept plugging away and kept pushing away and doing what's best for the membership. And so bravo to you. Good stuff.
Thank you.
It's a special project.
He's the one to do it.
Right? Come on.
That's good.
Oh, man.
Any other special projects coming down the road?
Coming down the road, more accreditation, further grant opportunities. Okay. We just got awarded a decent amount from NJEDA and the NJDOL, and we're excited to start an initiative for offshore wind. We're starting some pre-apprenticeships starting in the fall that will be a pipeline for individuals to get in the apprenticeship and specifically into the offshore wind. So trades applicable to offshore wind, carpenter millwright, pile drivers, divers, and rough carpenters. So these pre-apprenticeships will be set up. And once they're complete the pre-apprenticeship, they'll take a test to get in the apprenticeship, and they will have the training beforehand to the success rate for the pre-apprenticeship test taking is roughly 90% pass.
Wow.
The pre-apprenticeship is a great advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like there's a lot of demand for the carpentry work moving forward as well. So you guys are clearly setting up for a solid future for
yes.
the organization and future generations. So hats off to you for that, too.
Yep.
Well, Dave, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was a really great conversation, and we learned a lot.
We did. We'd like to have you back every few years and talk about some more special projects.
Fantastic. I would love to come back and
good stuff.
Talk. I like to talk.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the Building PA Podcast. To stay up to date, follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook, and visit buildingpapodcast.com to subscribe to upcoming shows. Thanks for listening.